Alright, welcome back to the Kahale Ola Passage Podcast. This is Aaron, take two. I've been meaning to do a lot more podcasts recently, but I've just been procrastinating as usual. But this time, I made an exception. This past weekend, I took a little staycation in Waikiki. We stayed at the Hilton Hawaiian Village for a couple of nights so I could use some agoda money that I had because we didn't make the trip to Korea this past November. So, since I was in Waikiki, I decided that I should try to get a massage from somewhere. And honestly, I couldn't bring myself to paying $250 plus at Mandara at the Hilton. No disrespect to the therapists out there, but I just cannot see myself enjoying an hour massage when I'm paying $4 a minute. So instead, I decided to go find something a little more affordable in my price range, and I stumbled upon this small clinic. It's called the Honua Therapeutic Massage. It's in Eaton Square in Waikiki, maybe 5 or 10 minutes walking from the Hilton Hawaiian Village. There is parking at a structure nearby. I'm not sure how much you have to pay, but if it's Waikiki, you're going to pay a pretty penny. There's also street parking out in front, but since there's a lot of small stores there, no guarantee you find a spot when you want to. It's kind of behind the Wailana, so there's a lot of stuff around there. Price-wise, I looked on their website. It was about $80 an hour, not including taxes. But since I did an hour and a half in Korea and was left definitely wanting, I decided to get a 90-minute over here. And that costs a little over $115, not including the gratuity. So getting the appointment, pretty easy. Just found them online, gave them a call. They're very accommodating on the phone. After you schedule the appointment, they would give you text messages to follow up on, like, where to park, how to get there. They gave you a 24-hour notice before you came in. Very, very easy setup. Got to the appointment a little early, you know, just to make sure, you know, to fill out paperwork, etc. When I got there, the doors, the glass doors by the elevators were both locked, so I didn't have access to their office. So I waited there for a couple of minutes, but then I guess one of their suite mates happened to come by, and so he let me in to sit down in their waiting area. I was surprised that Honua Therapeutic Massage wasn't a bigger location. It would seem like there was one suite that was split off into 5 separate rooms. I was thinking these were all different treatment rooms, but I found out that they're all different professionals. So I think there's a psychologist there and maybe another massage therapist. But so there's one little sitting area where you could sit down. Maybe 7 or 8 people could sit there comfortably. You know, when you go into their treatment room, now it looks like a massage place where it's dim lighting, you know, toned down, incense. The treatment room itself is separated. There's a little bit area for the therapist to do their paperwork and stuff. And then there's one decently sized room for a very spacious one massage, but then I think you can do couples massages there, and so maybe it's a little tighter in, you know, they gotta work together, communicate well so that they can get around each other, but very comfortable. They play typical relaxation type music. That's always never my thing, of course. The therapist was a female. Wasn't really given an option, male or female. I kind of just told the person setting up the appointment that I wanted kind of firm pressure, more therapeutic in nature, neck, back, low back, that sort of thing. Seems like she had a lot of experience doing massage. She's been in the game for a while, so she had a good sense about her, so I wasn't really worried in terms of quality of massage or anything like that. You know, when I was filling out the intake form, not a lot of conversation. It wasn't that she was unpleasant or anything. It was just, you know, strictly down to business. I don't mind that at all. You just fill out the form, any questions, that sort of thing. Very easy. As I was doing it, she told me to soak my feet in the water, kind of wash it off. I appreciated that. And then from that point on, you know, get on the table, just down to your comfort level and, you know, go from there. So overall, the massage was good. She was very specific in the work she did, she hit a lot of spots that were bothering me, especially in the glutes, the quadratus lumborum, you know, and she got in on the IT band, she got in on my calves, which I won't say are neglected, but I don't, you have them done usually on me. Her style, I feel, is a lot more aligned with shiatsu versus Lomi Lomi or Swedish. There wasn't a lot of those long, flowing strokes. She did use massage oil, so that was surprising, where, you know, I would have expected more glide and maybe, like, forearm use or whatever, but it seemed like she was very heavy into finger pressure, thumb pressure, which is very good. I liked it. You know, she worked, you know, starting face down, of course, and she worked on the back, worked all the way up. She got a lot of the work, the specific work in the low back, QLs, erector spinae, glutes, that was all really good. I didn't feel like I got as much stuff done when it came to the mid-back and upper neck area. She really got in on IT band. She, you know, like right up in the hip area, pretty firm, almost to the point where she probably could have toned it down maybe a tick or two. I tried to suck it up best I could, you know, not tense up, because I know I needed the work, especially in those areas, but I think if she backed it off a little bit, it would have been a little more effective. You know, she did spend a lot of time on the low back, the legs, of course. So that was good. So then I got flipped over. She put like a warming pan underneath my neck and, you know, like a little thing to cover my eyes, which I appreciated. But I think for me, I think I wanted a little bit more work done on my neck, upper back. I didn't get as much as I expected. You know, and she did work on like the pec area a little bit, my shoulders. That was pretty good. Like she was very therapeutic. I appreciate that. I think like as I see during the massage, or like from my perspective, she could have incorporated a little bit more stretching into her routine just to allow the muscles to open up a little bit, to become a little less sore. On top of that, she could have shortened the muscles, especially like in the calves, where she could have raised the calf 90 degrees, you know, maybe plantar flex also, so you can kind of get in on the gastroc without as much pressure. Those are just a little things where you can get in a little bit more if the muscles on slack. It won't hurt as much. You get greater depth of penetration with the stroke. Those are just my things that I think that could, you know, add to her experience. She was, after the massage, we talked a little bit, and she told me her focus for me was more on the low back area, which I appreciated. And that justified why she was working back, hips, hamstrings, IT band. I have no problem with that whatsoever. It's purely justified what she did. But like, for therapists out there, you can also keep in mind, you can work on your lats. The lats attach in the low back area. The psoas muscles are strong hip flexors. Those are necessary to be worked out too. Not saying that that needs to be done in your first visit. Maybe that's a second or third visit when you know, when the problems become more concentrated and much more specific. Like through the conversation, I also didn't let on that I did massage either. So, you know, she did a good job already as is. I didn't want to change her style from something that she's not. You know, the last time I went to Body Mind Spa, I talked to the guy. Anything when you know somebody does the same job as you, you always want to put out your A game. So, you know, she already had a strong, her massage was on point. Could it be better? Could it be worse? Of course it could have been, but I, me not telling her that I did massage didn't influence, you know, her to up it even further. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. I appreciate the work that she did, of course. You know, she told me that the next couple of days it would have been sore. Yeah. I know, like, we went walking through Waikiki, like, the next day, and it was still achy. And even a couple of days later, I can still feel my calves are pretty tight right now. So that's something I gotta work on for sure. But overall, it was a good massage. I appreciated it. Would I go back? I would definitely go back. They seem to be pretty busy. It sounds like they're a pretty busy place. I enjoyed my time. Hopefully, if I did go back, then I would want to talk to her about the style that she incorporates or whatever. I mean, I'm thinking more shiatsu, of course. But it could be something else. I'm not sure. But yeah, good experience. Happy to have gone to this place. Honua Therapeutic Massage. But yeah, if you guys out there have other places that you guys want me to check out, hit me up, kahalioleummassage@gmail.com, or get the number off the website, or Facebook me, you know, whatever. But that's all I got for this episode. Hopefully you guys are still doing good out there. I know a lot of people are traveling, so I'm trying to get that in too. So the more I travel, the more I'll be able to talk about. Hopefully I'll see you guys around. Take care.